This episode is brought to you by the amazing people who support me on Patreon. A big shout out to the multi-tier patrons, Terency, St. Peaches, Earl B, and Christina N. For the tao-tier patrons, Brizzo, Diwatahan, Mona, and Luna, Philip, Raymart O, Roman, Jordan, and Viren A. And lastly, a special thanks to Bonkers and Carlo C. Your support means the world to me and is the driving force behind Tabi Tabi Podcast, so thank you so very much for being part of this journey. And if you, my dear listeners, would like to join these amazing patrons, head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. For as little as $2 or $6, you can enjoy exclusive perks and help keep Tabi Tabi Podcast going strong. Once again, it's patreon.com/tabitabipod. See you there. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi! Another week, another new episode. Welcome back and thanks for being here today. Thanks for making Tabi Tabi Podcast a part of your week. I hope you're all safe and I hope you enjoyed listening to the last episode about the Agalon Hayopan. If you haven't listened, please check it out. It's relatively short, but at least you learn another new creature in our folklore. But yeah, I don't really have any announcement apart from stay safe and stay warm and happy December. So with that being said, settle in my dear listeners and let's begin. Lost Cities. The term Lost City carries an air of mystery, evoking images of grand civilizations that have disappeared, leaving behind only echoes of their existence. The concept of lost cities encompasses the idea of once thriving urban centers that, for different reasons, have faded into obscurity. These cities may have been flourishing hubs of culture, commerce, and innovation, but due to historical events or natural forces, they vanished from the collective knowledge of humanity. There are many reasons why cities become lost. It could be because of natural disasters, economic collapse, social upheaval, and warfare. These stand out as key factors that contribute to the abandonment and subsequent obscurity of once prominent urban centers. The examples of lost cities bear witness to the diverse range of circumstances that can lead to the disappearance of civilizations. To give you more context, here are a few examples of lost cities. Number 1, we have Vilcabamba. The Incan capital of Vilcabamba fell victim to the Spanish conquest of Peru in 1572. Destroyed and depopulated, Vilcabamba was not rebuilt by the Spanish, and its location was forgotten. Rediscovery came through a meticulous examination of period letters and documents highlighting the impact of historical events on the fate of a city. Number 2. We have Troy. Troy, located in northwest Anatolia or modern-day Turkey, gained fame through the Trojan War. Repeatedly destroyed and rebuilt, the city eventually declined and was abandoned during the Byzantine era. Troy became a legendary city until its rediscovery in the 1860s through archaeological excavations. And lastly, we have the Maldon Island. Maldon Island in the Central Pacific presents a unique case where few clues exist about its abandonment. Discovered deserted by Europeans in 1825, the island revealed remnants of temples and structures hinting at a past Polynesian population. The lack of information stems from a dearth of written or oral histories and limited archaeological data, emphasizing the challenge of uncovering the mysteries behind some lost cities. These are just a few examples of the many lost cities in the world. But since I live in the Philippines, I wondered, do we have our own lost cities? And it turns out, we sort of do. And that would be Biringan City. What exactly is Biringan City? Birigan is a mystical place said to be located in Samar between the cities of Gandara, Tarangan, and Pagsanghan. The name Birigan in Waray translate to the Black City or the City of the Unknown. Some people say that it's a mythological city, while others say it's a lost city. Either way, this mysterious city is inaccessible to humans. Many people have tried to look for Birigan City, but they just couldn't seem to find it. Legend has it that when one tries to look for the mysterious city, it will never show up. Allegedly, it only appears to the chosen few who are worthy, or if you are invited by the inhabitants of the place. Locals believe that witnessing the enchanted city offers a glimpse of grandeur, yet cautionary tales are common, suggesting tourists to avoid the location. You see, there is an unwritten rule not to mention its name, which is motivated by a deep-seated fear rooted in substantial causes. Why? Because according to reports, the metropolis or the Birigan city lures people in as prey, raising the question of whether the city feeds on the essence of humans or perhaps humans themselves. For those who are fortunate enough to see the fabled city and return, the story takes a darker turn. You see, even if they come back from Birigan, they are considered unlucky, since myths indicate that they would eventually succumb to demonic possession. A good example of this is a story from Drew who lived in Cagayan. His story, which took place in Samar, features Sabel, a former tourist-turned-resident famed for her beauty, which reputedly garnered the attention of not just humans, but the encantos as well. The story takes a fatal turn when Sabel's lifeless body is discovered in her home, surrounded by leaves and flowers, prompting inquiry about her missing husband's whereabouts. Surprisingly, there were no traces of violence at the location. Her husband was later discovered blissfully deceased in the woodland, looking to be in a peaceful slumber. Witnesses were then taken aback when Sabel seemed to come back to life days later. She described a terrifying incident that happened in Birigan City, where a perfect man promised her marriage and a glorious mansion. Sabel then awoke to grieving neighbors after fleeing this supernatural place and falling to a fear-induced slumber. Unfortunately, the following day, Sabel was discovered dead once more. So, if you have the opportunity to visit this location, please proceed with caution. It is thought that during such times, one is vulnerable to demonic possessions and the allure of Birigan City, that even if you come back alive, you will still be cursed or worse, die from demonic possession. Now, given that it is a city, it is expected to have inhabitants residing there. It is said that those who inhabit Birigan are not human, but rather encantos, spirit deities, or other elemental beings. These beings can be disguised from humans by the absence of philtrum. What is philtrum? The philtrum is the ridge between the nose and upper lip, and it is a feature recognized among the Bisaya as indicative of an encanto. But how do these encantos lure people to Birigan? According to Aswang Project, people are lured to Birigan City through a trance-like state or possession, induced by elementals or encantos living in the Phantom City. Some locals believe that only the consciousness of individuals is transported to Birigan while their physical bodies remain in the tangible world. And once within Birigan, victims are said to be offered food, mainly black and white rice. And according to legend, consuming these meals severs their connection to the human world, making their soul stuck in Birigan forever, their bodies slowly dying until they are no longer with us. Other stories suggest that these encantos are believed to entice humans with promises of wealth or business opportunities. You see, there are also tales of encantos disguising themselves as a successful businessman, drawing people into agreements that result in their disappearances. Other stories about encantos interacting with humans involve their alleged capacity to affect people's minds, causing bus drivers to deviate from their intended routes. These mystical spirits are claimed to play tricks on the drivers, causing them to get bewildered and lost in the intriguing surroundings of Biringan. Strangely, there have been reports of buses carrying strange passengers, only for these ethereal passengers to mysteriously vanish upon arrival at their destination. A good example of this story is about a woman, let's call her Jane. Jane was waiting for transit when she was approached by a woman of a stunning figure, long-haired, clad in white, and asking, "Are you going home?" Jane simply nodded in agreement, responding with sweet smiles. The two engaged in conversation for what seemed like an hour. Yet upon looking around, Jane realized they were alone. Suddenly, a grand bus materialized in front of them without a sound, compelling her to board since no other transportation was available. As Jane and the mysterious woman entered the bus, everyone aboard bowed their heads. An unsettling observation struck Jane. She observed that every passenger inside of that bus have no filter. An hour passed in silence, and as the bus stopped, it was declared that they had arrived to their destination. The mysterious woman descended, and when she asked Jane if she wanted to visit her place, Jane immediately declined, citing the concern of her parents looking for her. As the mysterious woman disembarked and expressed gratitude, the bus departed, and suddenly, Jane found herself standing at her doorstep. Upon the door's opening, Jane's tearful mother enveloped her in an embrace. However, instead of tears, Jane erupted into laughter, thinking how silly of her mother to act like this. Yet her father's remarks mirrored her mother's concern. Her smiling face transformed into one of fear and dread at her father's words. "Anak, where have you been? You've been missing for 3 days." Now, if you think that only those on land are targeted by the encantos, then you'd be mistaken. Individuals on land are not the sole targets of the encantos' attempts to manipulate and lure them into visiting Biringan. Fishermen, who are known for their nighttime operations, frequently come upon a city of light during a moonless night. These sightings lead them to a location where the legendary Biringan city is said to be. These encantos are once again said to control the minds of unknowing fishermen, altering their course towards the island. The encanto makes a tempting offer to humans or the fishermen, trapping them in Biringan. That is why it is suspected or rumored that the missing fishermen are actually caught up in the encanto's charm and ended up disappearing or living in Biringan, and their fate unknown. Have you noticed? Disappearance seems to be a common theme in this story. Locals in Samar have come to believe that the disappearances of individuals in their area are the result of abductions by residents of Biringan City, specifically encantos, like I told you. One of the most intriguing stories of people who disappeared in Biringan revolves around a woman named Carolina. According to a post from a Facebook page called Biringan, Samar, the Lost City, in 2017, an anonymous person shared a chilling story on the Spooky Five page. The tale revolves around the sender's aunt, who had a friend invited by a captivating girl named Carolina back in 1983. Carolina apparently offered to cover all their expenses for a trip to Biringan City in Samar. The sender described Carolina as a girl with mesmerizing beauty and considerable wealth. Allegedly, Carolina and three friends from Manila ventured to Biringan City. However, an eerie turn of events unfolded as none of the companions who journeyed with Carolina ever returned. Several years later, a letter arrived from one of the three individuals who had accompanied Carolina to Biringan. In the letter, they reassured their family not to worry about them anymore, claiming happiness in Biringan and with their new family. Following this unsettling communication, the fate of the rest of the group remains shrouded in mystery, as they are never seen or heard from again. Moreover, it appears that the story of Carolina is a widely recognized legend among Samaranons. Carolina is depicted as a goddess-like figure believed to oversee the entirety of Samar. However, the nature of Carolina's origin remains uncertain. It raises the question of whether Carolina was once a human or if she was inherently a goddess in the first place. You see, the reason for this uncertainty of mind stems from the information found on Biringan Samar, the Lost City page, alleging that Carolina's exceptional beauty captivated men but unfortunately led to her violation, which ultimately made Biringan her home. So I thought, or at least my theory, is that if Carolina experienced harm in the human realm, the inhabitants of Biringan, out of compassion, may have brought her to their realm, and eventually she became Summer's guardian. Because according to legends, only Carolina is thought to be capable of attracting new residents to this location, to Biringan City, exhibiting a preference for those with pure hearts and little hatred. She is reported to be capable of tricking outsiders who are unaware of her story, and if invited, they are said to end up in Biringan. And apparently, only those with strong connection to God and family can protect themselves from her enticing charm. Now comes the question of where these abductions take place, or more specifically, are there certain spots in Samar where these creatures take their victims? Surely they don't just disappear in the place where they stood, right? Well, according to an article by Rappler in 2021, they interviewed Jonil Bahado, a history and anthropology teacher at Samar State University, as he shared additional insights into the legend of Biringan. He revealed that there are seven distinct portals to Biringan, located across Samar Island's western, eastern, and northern parts. One of these is an old tree at Northwest Samar State University. Another well-known portal believed to be the main gateway is in Pagsanghan, where two oak trees stand tall and are believed to be the portal leading to the center of Biringan. So there you have it. There are portals where encantos come and go as they please. Which means that it makes sense that when humans try to look for Biringan, they can't easily find it. It is up to the inhabitants of Biringan if they want to be seen or not. Now, the stories of Biringan are not recent phenomena. It dates back to the 1960s with stories of lost cargo ships attempting to reach the elusive port of Biringan. You see, apparently, there are orders, documents, expensive items, and letters that are addressed to Biringan City and paid in full. But it can't reach Biringan because they don't know where Biringan is or if Biringan is even real. Do you think that maybe people are sending fake letters to mess with the people in Samar? Or is it true? Are the inhabitants of Biringan interested in ordering in the human realm? And that's why they're sending these cargo ships, these expensive items, documents to their home? We may never know. There is not a lot of information about Birinan City, and if there are, most of them are just folk tales. We can't be sure if they are true or not. Nevertheless, I think the story behind it is quite interesting, and it is very good to spook children. And that's all there is to Birinan City. Birinan legends, whether born of meetings with encantos or entwined with accidents, continue to shape the region's actions and beliefs. And that is for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. I hope you can't hear my dog because she is barking like crazy right now. But hey, if you enjoy this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast financially, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon exclusive content, and more. Or you can give me a tip on GCash. Information will be listed in the description. Once again, thank you so much to you, my dear patrons, and hey, thank you, my dear listeners. Thanks for listening to Tabitabi Podcast and making it a part of your week. This has been Ethan. Thank you for listening to Tabitabi Podcast. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!